after this unique experience that you had, you know, seeing all these great things firsthand,
he came in a motorcade, and there were 50,000 kids lined the roads on this reservation where we camped out. And I remember fighting for position so that I could take pictures of Eisenhower as he drove by. And he got right up in front of us, and I could almost reach out and touch him, and I was there with my camera in place. I snapped a shutter, but as I did, there were six kids behind me who jumped on my back, and I got a great picture of the ground. But it was good, because we at least got to see the President of the United States, and at that age, you start thinking about politics and what that means, and you start to get interested in the political system.
Since you at this time are starting to get interested in politics, 1960, about this time frame, was a presidential election. John F. Kennedy was the Democratic nominee, why don't you tell me a little bit about John F. Kennedy during that election time? What was some of the most significant things that happened during that race that you remember?
Well, 19th trip that summer, it was quite a memorable summer. Not only did I do that, but I also went on a long canoe trip up in Upper State Maine with our Boy Scout troop. And we weren't really thinking, at least I wasn't thinking much about politics that year. That was in July and August, but obviously November of 1960, John F. Kennedy was elected as President of the United States. I remember there were some junior high students who were very politically tuned in, very active, wearing campaign buttons. I'm afraid my family, my parents, weren't all that politically active, so I myself hadn't gotten really politically active. But I remember seeing these kids who were all enthusiastic about candidates, and especially Kennedy as a candidate. And I guess I started to ask questions about, you know, why are they so interested? And spent a little bit of time trying to find out a little bit about these candidates and what this whole process was all about. Kennedy was a fine campaigner, and obviously from the state right next door. People, I guess, down here in Georgia may not have an appreciation for the state right next door. In Connecticut, if you drove from the north to the south, you could drive across it in an hour and 15 minutes. If you drove from east to west, you could drive across it in no more than 2 hours. So, I mean, and our town that I grew up in was right on the Massachusetts-Connecticut borderline. So Kennedy was pretty active, and he was pretty active right next door in the second or third largest town in Massachusetts, which was Springfield, Massachusetts. In fact, I recall I have a cousin who was in grade school at the time, and she has a picture. She was performing the hula hoop for then Senator Kennedy, who was campaigning in the Springfield area at her school. He was a very charismatic character. He tuned in to television. Of course, prior to him was Eisenhower. He grew up in an era where television didn't exist and didn't have the knack of using it as a tool to help propel him into office like Kennedy did. I believe that was one of the biggest things that helped Kennedy, because he was handsome. He took great pictures. He had a very pretty wife, a young wife, and I'm sure that was very instrumental in him becoming president. Big issue that I do recall seeing articles and cartoons in the newspaper was he was Catholic. And we don't hardly think of that anymore in presidential elections, about what religion people practice. In fact, I can't recall in the last 3 or 4 elections that anybody even brought up at all what a person's religion was. But in that election, it was a huge concern that because Kennedy was Catholic and would have been the first, and was the first Catholic president, that the Pope would be running the United States and not the president. And I recall seeing cartoons that were in the Hartford Current, the newspaper at the time, playing up that angle. Kind of interesting. I mean, we don't even think about that anymore, whether the person's a Catholic or a Jew or whatever, although we haven't experienced a Jewish president, we might think about it more.
During President Kennedy's first term,
Only term.
There was a significant happening, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Do you remember anything at all about that particular incident?
Yeah, I remember it quite well. It was covered through the news, and by this time, news coverage had gotten to the point where they were covering things pretty close to the time of their happening. Earlier news coverages were certainly near the end of the war were belated news coverages. They had to travel, the tape had to travel, or the film had to travel to the studios, and so stories were reported few days later after things actually happened. But here we were in the age, the burgeoning age of communications, where these things were being reported almost as they were happening. And we had also gone through a time period of a Cold War where there was real concern about nuclear war between Russia and the United States. Civil defense activities were fairly frequent. A lot of talk about bomb shelters and preparing for nuclear offenses. And when aircraft photos were produced that missiles were in fact in Cuba, Russian missiles, I think President Kennedy did the right thing. He took the stand. He said those missiles have to be removed. We could not tolerate those missiles being only a few miles off our southern border. And I think we came dangerously close. There are books out now that talk about that time period and what Khrushchev was thinking and what Kennedy and his administration were thinking. I believe that was in October 1962. And that was a very, very tense time. I think everybody in the country knew it and they felt it. Even though they knew things were tense and difficult, I'm not sure they were fully aware of how close, in fact, it really did come to a disaster. But Kennedy managed to prevail. He called their bluff, and he got them to move those missiles out of Cuba. that had not happened, there's no telling what the situation would have been down the road. Russia and Cuba had certainly gotten a toehold, a foothold, more than a foothold. They were solidly entrenched in Cuba. And from there, they were trying to establish additional political strongholds in Mexico, Central America, South America. And I think because of that act of preventing them from getting a strategic foothold on our borders, it saved us from eventually a nuclear encounter.
Being a youth at that time, what was your personal thought about this? I'm sure you read the papers and watched television and heard things. How did it affect you, if at all? Was there a time when you thought, well, for sure that, you know, any second you were going to get nuked?
There was a high level of anxiety. And I think a lot of us felt that the chances of something happening, we weren't really quite sure what that something would be. But we were hearing reports over the radio of Coast Guard ships shooting rounds over the bows of these freighters who were transporting these missiles to Cuba to turn them around. Our level of anxiety was pretty high. We were anticipating a confrontation, because I think most of the American people understood the resolve of Kennedy and that we were going to do whatever it took to prevent those installations from continuing and also do whatever it was going to take to get them to be removed. So people were pretty anxious. I mean, they expected something to happen.
Now that Kennedy had handled the Cuban Missile Crisis, did most people feel that Kennedy was a great president? He was the greatest president. He was a political superhero, so to speak.
I think most people felt that he's handled that situation quite well. I mean, we have to also remember a situation that wasn't handled very well at all, and that was the Bay of Pigs situation, where he backed, half-heartedly backed people going in and trying to establish a foothold in Cuba, and failed miserably. So I think it was one strike for you and one strike against you. I personally didn't see him as that great a president. Even after years later, I don't see him as that great a president. I think the reason of his greatest notoriety is his assassination. There are other presidents who had accomplished quite a bit more than he did. But I certainly can't take away his accomplishment of getting the missiles out of Cuba, which changed the character of Central and South America and the way Russia dealt with political situations in that part of the world.